powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukashinsky and Cale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Over at Professional Floor Covering, Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings, but it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. And I talked a little bit yesterday about the countertops. I feel like I got to talk about the floors today because I mentioned they got the carpet, the hardwood. I love the hardwood. They got the laminate LVP, the tile, stone, area rugs. There's just so many different types, styles, and brands of flooring. And Randy and his team will come out to measure, provide suggestions on the type of flooring at the price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is in Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. I'm excited. I love these Thursdays each month. It is our chamber spotlight, and we have an opportunity to get to learn a lot more about different businesses, groups, initiatives in the area. And we start today off with Noble Community Clinics, and we have Emily Dieringer and we have Dr. Schuyler with us today. And how are you both doing? Welcome to the show. And I'd love to start with a little bit of background about how you became involved with Noble Community Clinics.
Yeah, so thanks for having us. I'm Emily. I'm a community engagement coordinator with Noble Community Clinics. I've been working with Noble for a little over a year. Not new to Dodge County. I was working with the Blue Zones Project starting in 2019, and I live in Theresa, so I'm very familiar with the area, and I love getting to be in community with community, making it easier for people to be healthy.
Well, and you've been with the group now for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. What was the first year like? What is it like being back, working right here? You said Dodge County for about 6 or 7 years you've been working. What is it like to be a part of this group?
Yeah, it's really great. Noble's very community-focused and community-oriented. We identify and address community needs and fill gaps as part of what we do, providing high-quality, affordable health care for everyone. And that's part of why I love doing what I do, because I want to make sure people have access and make sure we break down barriers and fill those gaps, especially when it's sometimes a little bit harder or makes it a little more uncomfortable or difficult to get access to healthcare services and be healthy and thrive overall.
Well, and Emily, you brought today Dr. Schuyler with you. And Doctor, I would love to start, first of all, a little bit of background about yourself and how you became involved.
Yeah, so I grew up in Green Bay, and then I left for my training. I was in Florida, New York, and Ohio for a little while, so I came back home, and I've been with Noble for 3 years. I, you know, got in medicine to help people, and during my training years, I did a lot of volunteering and so forth, just with a variety of groups of people who were, like, underserved and so forth, and so this was a good fit for me.
Well, I would love to dive in a little bit today for people that don't know as much about the group, how they figure out if they want to become or apply to be a member. How does that process work if people do want to be a patient going over there? How do they get approved for that?
Sure. Well, we take everybody. So you can – I don't want to say you just walk in our clinic door, but like we could do that.
That works
if
too.
That works too. But you just call our 1-800 number and schedule a new patient appointment or go online at nobleclinics.org and click the schedule an appointment tab to fill out really brief information. Someone will call you back to set up an appointment. So
it's simple.
Yeah, we take everybody. So if you've got primary or regular health insurance, you know, commercial insurance through your employer, if you have Badger Care, which is also Medicaid or Medicare, or if you don't have insurance or you've got really kind of crummy in health insurance, we have a sliding scale discount fee program. So you can pay cash for your services. And that program's based on household income. So we make it as easy as possible for anyone to get access to healthcare as we can.
Oh, and that's very needy. I know a lot of people, even like myself, before I came here, I was terrified. I couldn't go to the doctor because I'm like, my insurance isn't very good.
Yeah. Well, and two, it's like really confusing and hard sometimes for folks.
Yes.
So we've got people on staff that help you walk through that, to go through like, what kind of insurance do I have, or do I qualify for this or that? And we work with you, with our financial counselors, to help you go through that process. Even if you're like, I didn't know I qualified for that, or I didn't know I had that as part of my coverage. We've got someone to help you with that.
If somebody's like trying to become a member and do that, can they come in and ask you all these questions too?
Yeah. Not me. Don't ask
No, yeah,
me.
That's fair.
Like, I have a button that says, need insurance, I can help. And that how I help you is say, go talk to Michaela.
That's smart. So we'll be looking for Michaela, because I know I have my card, and half the time I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just bringing this along and praying that something good comes from this little thing.
Yep. So if you call to schedule an appointment and for a new patient to go see Dr. Seiler, you can have a appointment with Michaela, our certified financial counselor, ahead of time to go through all of that to make sure there's no surprises or no extra bills or anything like that. All the paperwork set up in place before you even have your first appointment.
Well, and if you want to avoid one of those surprises of getting the flu this time of year, I know this is when people got to get in for the vaccines. Is that something that you offer over there as well?
Yeah, so we have vaccines. We draw labs. So we have the flu shots, the COVID shots, all the childhood vaccinations that you'd need. And then those services are included in the sliding fee as well.
That's fantastic. Well, and this time of year, I always find myself getting sick. So is there any tips that you would be able to have for me or anybody else as we do get into that wintry – Wisconsin, I can't do. You guys are tougher than me. But we get into this point of the year. What kind of tips would you have for me?
Avoid people. No,
That's going to be really hard for what I do.
I know. That's why. Like, other than that, Dr. Seiler has some great ideas.
I'll be in like a phone booth behind you next time. I'll just call in for you.
No, it's the simplest things and also the hardest thing to do, making sure your nutrition is good, getting enough sleep, washing your hands, the basics. But it's very difficult for people to do in general, is to take care of themselves, with proper nutrition and good sleep.
Good sleep. That's one that we definitely need to be utilizing more. And I feel like most people, I'll catch up later. Later doesn't come a lot of times.
No.
So make sure you're getting good sleep too. And then, Emily, I do want to talk a little bit. Yesterday was the end of National Hispanic History Month, and I know that means a lot to this group. Can you tell us a little bit about why that is and what you did to celebrate this year?
Sure. Yeah, we our roots, I guess, are in the civil rights movement of the late 1960s. So Noble Community Clinics was formerly known as Family Health La Clinica. And when we got our start, we had a bunch of folks in the Wild Rose Wautoma area who recognized that there was a lot of seasonal agriculture workers that didn't have any access to health care at all because they worked really long hours in the field. I know that a lot of folks around here can relate to that. If there's harvest work to be done or be planted, like, that's where you're at. So our kind of predecessors in the clinic went to the fields, literally serving patients in the field with medical care. So that's where we started, and we're still doing this today. So we have a mobile medical unit that goes around across the state, and we work with several different employers, ag employers, to provide access to high-quality health care for their employees during the harvest season, so like May to October. So you might recognize Seneca. That's one of our major employers that we work with, and we serve their employees by bringing mobile health care to their locations.
Can you explain a little bit more about what mobile healthcare is?
Yeah, it's a giant RV. It's all tricked out with our logo. It's got two patient like exam rooms on it. It's got an onboard lab, and they just set up in a parking lot, and people get appointments, or they can walk in clinic, and we've got a doctor and a nurse and someone there to help them with all the paperwork. And we do a lot of like chronic disease management, so type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure management and those kinds of things. But also if people need a vaccination for something, or they just need to get a well check, we do all of those services on site at those places with our mobile unit.
A website where people can track where you're going to be, No.
You have to know somebody to know where we're going.
Okay. I was like, all right, that's it me. Sounds good.
Okay. No, but we do have a service area map that shows kind of where we were last year. So we go as far north as Cumberland, which is in the northwestern part of the state, and then we go all the way down to Janesville.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a big range.
Yeah, I mean, it tracks where the harvesting and planting and processing is going. So if you're doing peas in Mayville, that we might be there. Or if we're doing processing potatoes by Plover, we might be there. So it all depends on the employers that we work with and the types of crops that are coming in or getting processed during
the
season.
That's too cool. Yeah. I haven't heard about this before. Yeah. I'll keep my eye out for the RV.
That's because you don't work as an agriculture worker. You work here.
I was a farmhand in college,
hey,
mind
so
very
you
much.
Go.
Boom.
All right. Nice.
Got it. All right. Well, we got a winner there. Well, before we say goodbye, is there anything else that we should go over today or we need to know about Noble Community Clinics?
Just that we do more than just primary care in Beaver Dam. So we have two clinic locations. One, our medical behavioral health clinic is right next to Aldi on Spring Street in the old Bassett building. And then our dental clinic is down by the Wayland Fieldhouse, kind of behind that. So we do dental services as well. And then behavioral health, we've got a therapist and a mental health nurse practitioner and a psychiatrist on staff, besides Dr. Seiler, who's an awesome primary care physician.
That's fantastic. The last thing for you, is there then like a website that people can go to see all the things that you offer, different things like that?
Yeah, we have nobleclinics.org, so nobleclinics.org, and we're on lots of the socials, same thing, Noble Clinics. Or if you just want to call and get an appointment or talk to Emily, because that's what you really came here to do, you can call our phone number, which is 1-800-942-5330.
Well, perfect. Thank you both so much for joining us today. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I don't need it too much. But for my physicals and my vaccines, hopefully you get to see me before too long.
Yeah, come on in.
And can't wait.
Sounds like a plan.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue Beaver Dam Chamber Spotlight Thursday right after the break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Hi, I'm Julia Schultz with Charleston House Senior Living Community in Beaver Dam. I'd love to invite you to visit us this fall. We're offering a great fall move-in special you won't want to miss. Our high-end senior living and memory care community feels like home, with spacious units and personalized programs with 24/7 staff. You can feel confident your loved one is in great hands. Come see what makes Charleston House so special. We're located at 104 Fakes Court, Beaver Dam. Call today to schedule a tour. 920-219-4941.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes!
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Wisconsin. Because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Let's hear from Stacy with Slumberland and find out what's going on at their locations in Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hey, hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save up to 50% off of list prices. This Kyla sofa is only $399 in a beautiful gray, and you can get the matching chair for as little as $99. Check out this $149 Windsor accent chair available in three colors to make any room of your home beautiful. Our Lazy Boy chairs start off at only $399, and you can pick and choose your color. Check out this Pinnacle Rocker Recliner as little as $699 and choose from hundreds of fabrics at no additional cost. Or choose your style with chairside tables. $129 gets you three different chairside tables just to accent any room that you need. Our mega sale is going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville is a full-service local law firm. QBS's attorneys and skilled support staff are ready to serve all your legal needs with a personal touch. QBS handles personal injury claims, disability, litigation cases, business matters, corporate and business issues, criminal traffic and drunk driving cases, real estate transactions, probate, estate planning, and more. Call QBS Law in Beaver Dam and Mayville or visit them online at qbslaw.com.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Clary storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Clary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Clary difference.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. I'm now joined in the second block by Cody Linsenmeyer, the product specialist over there at Summit Ford. Cody, first of all, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Great, great.
Well, we're fired up to have you in. I know a lot of us around here, I have car troubles, and I don't know what to do. I am kind of a mess in that regard. I'm a 21st century man. When we have any issues, we can just go on over there and talk to you guys at Summit Ford. What are some of the great things that we have going on over at Summit Ford these days?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we have a fully staffed shop with master certified Ford technicians. We also have a mobile service, so if your car is ever in need of a battery or maybe a recall, you don't have time to make it in, we do have a guy that can actually come out to you and help you out with that.
Well, that's it. So we have that's back-to-back blocks here that we have mobile services going out there in the world. So if I have, like, my door handle – is like come or look, we had somebody here lose their door handle off their car, something like that. Would that be like a mobile service, or is that one, hey, I'm gonna call up and probably go into the shop for that one?
It could potentially be.
Okay, hey, that's fair enough. Well, so I want to talk a little bit about your background first before we dive too much in what's going on at Summit Ford. How long have you been involved, and what's it been like for you to be a part of the team?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I've been with Summit almost 2 years now. It's been a great start. I've been in the business 4 years, but I'm a Beaver Dam native at heart here. So being able to be local, be with the community has definitely been something that I've always wanted to be a part of.
Well, can you tell us a little bit of product specialist? When I read that, I really wasn't sure what that was. What do you do in a typical day-to-day over at Summit Ford?
Yeah, for sure. So my role there, I help our guests that come in with their new vehicle needs, whether it's a pre-owned vehicle, a brand-new vehicle. Any other needs that way, questions, maybe about their existing vehicle that they don't have answers to, that's what I'm here for.
Well, Cody, you mentioned that you're local. So I imagine to be able to see what other members of the community come in and need that what a dream car or the first car, whatever it may be. What's it like for you to be able to provide that smile, that excitement to these people for whatever stage of life they're in?
Yeah, so that's what makes it worth it at the end of the day. Being able to help people, whether their car broke down and they're in a really tough spot right now, or it is their first vehicle, and they're getting all the excitement from it, or it's their dream vehicle, you know, something they've been longing for a long time and everything. So it's great seeing the smiles at the end of the day, and being able to help them bring that to fruition.
Well, and a lot of people, I think, when they think of a dealership kind of setups, it's a little bit like, oh, well, that's all they do. You guys do a wider range of things. You mentioned the mobile services. But if you needed like an oil change or something like that, can they come up there to Summit Ford as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we also offer pickup and drop off. So if you ever have a busy work schedule, just can't find the time to make it in, we can actually come pick up your vehicle from you, bring it to us, complete the work, and then bring it back out to you.
Wait, get out. So, yeah, if I'm hung up here and I'm in a pinch, I can call up and we figure out, and it's like a little trade off?
Yeah, correct.
That's fantastic. Well, do you have a website or Facebook or anything that people can also go out there and learn a little bit more about everything that you offer?
Yeah, for sure. We have a website at summitford.com. And then we also have Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. So you can find us just about anywhere.
Well, I heard TikTok in there. You doing any of the goofy videos, anything like that?
I've been a part of some of them.
I can believe that. I was going to say, we do that here as well. So I can see another content brain whenever I run into one here.
For sure.
Well, and then talking a little bit more about the family, the aspect over there. What is it about Summit Ford that makes it unique? What makes it special to you and to the community?
For sure. So one thing that we're locally owned, we've been around since 1959. We came to the Beaver Dam area in 2019. We're very family oriented. You know, nobody's a number at Summit. Everybody's treated like family. So that's how we welcome people in. But yeah,
Well, going through now, looking, you said almost 2 years or right around 2 years?
Almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years. What has been for you your favorite part to this point? Well, looking through and seeing all the great things that you do with the people in the community, what has been your favorite thing about working at Summit Ford?
For sure. It's definitely, I would say, the culture. We have really great staff, great managers. Everybody, we're one big family there. So it's just great day by day being able to go in and just know that you're comfortable with everything and everybody around you.
Hey, that's a very special thing, and a lot of workplaces aren't like that. We're very fortunate here in Beaver Dam, and obviously you being from here, is this a place then for you that you envision yourself working 10, 20 years down the road?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm here. I set my roots in. I'm not leaving Beaver Dam anytime soon.
Let's go. Love that, Cody. Well, first of all, thank you again for being in here with me today. I would love, before we do disappear and say goodbye and we go to our third block, well, what else is going on right now? I know that there's constantly deals. There's constantly fun things going on at the time of year. What in this time of year, October, should people be keeping their eyes out for?
Oh, for sure. So this time of year, approaching the winter and everything, we got tons of trucks. Ford's pushing out a bunch of good stuff for us on new vehicles as well. So if you're ever curious about maybe what kind of deals are out there, we can definitely break it down vehicle to vehicle and help you find the right one.
Well, and people shouldn't be scared either, too. 'Cause I know buying a car is terrifying for a lot of people. Can you explain a little bit about why it's different over there? This is a like stress-free, don't feel the pressure.
For sure. Well, we have a non-commissioned sales staff. So at the end of the day, we're just here to find you the right vehicle and not get you into one maybe that's not 100% for you.
Yeah. Well, thank God for that, too. I love the non-commissioned sales side of that, too. It always makes you feel more comfortable out there. So if you want to just walk around and even see what's on the lot, that's going to be all right. You're going to have staff there that's able to answer your questions. And if you want to think about it and come back in a few weeks, there's going to be no pressure there either.
Yeah, correct. We have over 500 vehicles as well, so there's tons to choose from. So
you have over 500 over there?
Over 500 pre-owned vehicles, yep.
I drive by all the time. I'm bad at doing – like you ever see like a stadium, you're like, there's probably a couple hundred people. And it's like, there was 20,000. That's how it is for that. I'm looking at the cars. I'm like, they probably got like 75, 100 over there. 500. A lot of different options. I was kind of a loser. You're going to be mad at me. I was like, a color's a non-negotiable. So that not on your non-negotiable list?
What's that?
A color for your car. That was like top of priority. I imagine that's not how you picked your car.
No.
No, not quite? Okay. Well, I was worth a shot anyways. Well, Cody, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything before we say goodbye that I've forgotten that we need to hit on?
Yeah, for sure. So one thing I just want to say, we appreciate everybody voting for us. We got the best of Dodge County. We're on the fourth year in a row now.
Congratulations.
So we got best place to work, best new car dealership, best used car dealership, best tire store. So that's one of our big points as well. Best oil change. And then we have best salesperson, Dan DeVries. And then I actually ended up as a favorite salesman.
So. Let's go. That doesn't surprise me, by the way. Nicely done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, now we have an award winner that we are saying goodbye to today. Cody Linsenmeyer, the product specialist over at Summit Ford. Thanks again for joining me and looking forward to all the fun things you guys keep doing over there.
For sure.
All right. Well, we're going to throw it to one more break, come back and have our final spot today of our Beaver Dam Chamber Spotlight Thursday. That's next on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot, and here we go again. Senate Democrats are ready to reject a government funding bill today, again over health care. Vote number 10, if you're counting. Democrats say they're not going to budge until they get a guarantee on continuing the Obamacare subsidies. They run out in a few weeks in most states. When that happens, Democrats think voters will demand Republicans enter into serious negotiations. This is the Congresswoman-elect from Arizona.
The problem here is that this is not something a can that can get kicked down the road. People right now, today, are getting letters about the increases in their health care premiums. going forward. So this is not something that we can put off.
Adelita Grijalva telling ABC Start Here podcast she's still waiting to be sworn in and thinks Speaker Johnson is stalling, knowing that she'll vote to release the Epstein files. An alleged victim of Jeffrey Epstein is suing the Bank of New York Mellon and Bank of America, claiming they failed to report suspicious transactions. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is moving forward with plans to turn the maximum security Waupun Correctional Prison into a medium security vocational village. It's part of Evers' plan to revamp state prisons throughout Wisconsin. Vocational villages are a type of prison that focuses on training inmates for the workforce once they've served their sentences. Work has started on the new Beaver Dam Middle School. There was a groundbreaking yesterday. The new building will have bigger classrooms, more collaborative spaces for physical education, and a fitness center. The new middle school will be on 60 acres of land on the south side off Highway G. It should be finished in 2027. The airports in Milwaukee and Madison won't show a video featuring Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem blaming Democrats for travel delays due to the government shutdown. Several airports across the country are refusing to play the video. Airport managers say Noem's message is too overtly political. Cooler weather means boat docks and kayak launches at Beaver Dam City Parks are coming in soon. Beaver Dam Recreation Director Jana Stevens says the city will make an announcement about a week before that happens. Most park restrooms will be shut down for the winter, too. The exceptions are the shelters at Crystal Lake and Tahoe Parks. The chief of police in Mayville is being recognized as one of the first responders of the year in Wisconsin for 2025. Ryan Tolner is one of 99 public safety officers recognized by the Wisconsin Assembly this week. State Representative Mark Bourne says Chief Tolner has gone above and beyond in his service to the people of the 37th Assembly District. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Brewers and Dodgers play this afternoon at Chavez Ravine in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Brewers trail the best of seven series, 2-0, so it's almost a must-win. Coverage begins at 4:30, the first pitch set for 5:08 on 95.3 WBEV. The Packers continue to get ready for the Cardinals Sunday in Arizona. Kicker Brandon McManus sat out practice again yesterday as he battles a quad injury. That's a 3:25 kickoff on 95.3. Badger football team, they welcome number one Ohio State to Camp Randall on Saturday. That's a 2:30 kickoff. We have to wait and see what happens to the Brewers to find out which station that is on. We do know the Badger men's hockey team hosts Minnesota State tonight. Game one of their series begins at 6:30 over on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Prairie Ridge Health makes it easier than ever to get your annual screening mammogram. Every Tuesday in October, Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus offers walk-in screening mammograms from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment and no referral necessary. If you're over 40 and due for your annual mammogram, stop by. We are here for you. Learn more and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find the latest local obituaries online at dailydodge.com. Brought to you by JB Mechanical.
Slight chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 65. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 53. Partly cloudy skies. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs around 76. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, it's 54 degrees.
Now at Leroy's, your old-fashioned meat market in Fox Lake, Horicon, and Ripon, I'm baffled by the deals for the end-of-the-season brat sale. It's the last chance to get specialty flavors until next summer. All frozen flavors will be available while supplies last for $5.75 per package. There's a smoked sausage sale, too, with $1.50 off per package of Polish, cheddar link, and Italian mozzarella flavors. Choice beef chunk roast can also be had for $7.49 a pound. Try Leroy's weekday homemade soups. Get 12 ounces for $3.50 or 32 ounces for $7.50. The Heat Need Entree of the Week is chicken enchilada with street corn for $6.99 each. Visit the final Leroy Meats food truck appearance at Walbogle's Pumpkin Farm for this year. It's October 18th and 19th. Visit LeroyMeats.com for more specials. Remember, no one beats Leroy Meats.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. If you're looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made here in Wisconsin, you are in luck. McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a big mattress sale. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beautyrest and Symbol mattresses, both made right here in Wisconsin. Both of those brands are known for their quality and their comfort. Of course, a good mattress, though, isn't just about comfort. It's an investment in your health and well-being, because the average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, and that makes your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you will ever make. They've also got adjustable bases on sale. Those are super nice. You can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. They also offer free delivery and setup, and of course, they can arrange for the disposal of your old mattress set as well. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. But hurry in, though. Just a couple of days left. Sale ends October 18th. That's this Friday, so get in there this week. We send it back down to the Daily Dodge TV studio, and more with Wally.
Thank you very much, Kale. And we're going to round out today our Chamber Spotlight Thursday with Good Call Catering. And we have the owner, Amy Siborski, and her daughter, Betty Leota, today. Welcome, first of all, to the show.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited to get started, because you brought goodies in today.
We try to come with something, yes.
I'm going to show this to the camera. Can you please, while I'm doing our Vanna White, you let us know what this is and a little bit about what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that's our semi-famous scone that we had at the Beaver Dam Farmers Market that we did throughout the summer season. Made from scratch by our chef, who is my husband, Michael Leota. He does the scones, and the biscuits were really the highlight of our summer farmers market program.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Immediately. I even picked out the biggest blueberry piece over here. I'm diving in. I hope you're ready.
I am ready. I'd love to hear how you like it. We were doing over the summer biscuits and gravy, biscuits and eggs. He would have a special every day. So we were a big hit, got huge support from Beaver Dam, and now we want to just really move into Beaver Dam, hone in on it, get a brick and mortar here for a little cafe, and that's what we've been building up to.
Yeah, so this is new.
It's relatively new for us, but we've been in the food industry for many, many years. We actually lived out west in San Diego, so Mike has done all kinds of culinary work through, San Francisco down to San Diego and everywhere in between. Lots of different, I could go on and on about all the events he's catered and, restaurants that he's worked for. But he's got a lot of experience, and I've been on the service side of all of that throughout doing catering and managing catering service, restaurant service, all of it.
Well, I all of it. Beg you to pass along a thank you, first of all. Oh, I feel like Wade
Bates
right now.
He's watching, he's listening, so hi.
Thank you very much. This was I was literally making eye contact with Betty while I was going through. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate it.
No, I appreciate
scones, it. Scones, sometimes people, you know, they have an idea of what a scone is supposed to be like, but we've heard from a lot of our customers that our scone is very authentic, something that they've had in Scotland, very familiar to that. So we like to really bring that authenticity. We're very mindful about our ingredients, picking the best ingredients for the recipe. So we pay attention to detail, and we're very serious about our cooking. So, but we also like to have a lot of fun with it, too.
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I tell you, just personal experience, when I know I want to try at a restaurant for the first time, I go online, I look at like the menu. Do you have like a menu or anything like that?
We don't have a menu on our website. We do have a website.
Okay.
It's www.goodcallcatering.com. So you can reach us through that. But we don't like to really put ourselves in too much of a box because we are so malleable. We can really cater. We bring the catering back into the catering, customize it to what people want. So we really love to hear what, you know, people are kind of thinking to do for a theme. We're doing the casket races, so we're going to be doing, we can talk more about that later, but we're going to be doing a theme for that. We love a good theme, and we also love to hear what people are craving to do for themselves. And if they don't have an idea, then we're excellent at helping them come up with one as well.
So. That's really unique, though, that you can be very customizable. I'm trying to cough a scone up on you. But the ability to not have that like listed out there, you get the if you want to add something to the menu or
absolutely.
Hey, you know what?
We
maybe
love
this
that.
Isn't working.
Yeah.
I want to try this.
He loves a good challenge too. So, you know, almost any kind of food he can do. We kind of try to stay away from, you know, certain veins of ethnic food just because there is that specialty for that. But otherwise, I mean, he's excellent with pasta, Mediterranean cuisine. That's kind of like his main, but I mean, smoking meats, the biscuits. We didn't know the biscuits were going to be such a huge part of what we do. But we had catered a meal, corporate dinner, and the biscuits were what everybody was raving about, not much to our surprise, but, you know, instead of it being the pork or the coleslaw or all the other things that we made, which people devoured, they're just like, these biscuits. So he went back and just played with that recipe some more, and that was the thing that really sold us throughout the summer. But we can do so much more than just the biscuits.
It sounds like
so, yeah, I mean, we've done all kinds of events. We did a women's retreat, which was really exciting. Had Audrey's yoga. I know you've had her over here a couple
of times. Oh, absolutely.
She was part of that. So he made a really beautiful, thoughtful menu for that. We've done a couple graduation parties, weddings. I mean, we've done all kinds of things previous to this business as well, but just in the past, you know, not even a year that we've been doing it, we've done such a great variety of events. So, and hope to continue.
Well, I hope you continue too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you bought a fan this morning in me by bringing
super.
A scone. That was easiest onboarding in my life. But I got to ask Betty, what for you? You get to be kind of like what I just got to be, the tester. What is your favorite thing that you've had to try throughout this entire process?
Well, a few times in my life, well, probably more than a few, he's made homemade pasta and pizza for not just us, but like family events too. And it just tastes so fresh and like it's made with so much love and
something you cannot purchase at a store.
Anybody that's not had homemade pasta, it is a game changer.
It's majorly different. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Entirely different.
Agreed.
So
Agreed.
You'd be able to try that. Good for you. I very much envy that. I would love to talk. We talked a little bit about Fall Downtown Fest that's coming up on the 25th here in under 10 days now. That is crazy.
I know. Right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
We're really amped for it. We're going to be right across the street from the Chamber of Commerce. So
nice.
We're right where all the action is, and yeah, we're going to be having kind of think of something along the line of a sloppy Joe, but more of like a carnivorous Joseph, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like a bloody gory meat dish,
okay,
but in a good way. But in a good way, you know what I'm saying?
So very similar to Sloppy Joe, but what would be the difference in this, other than the fact that this is Halloween themed?
Well, it's no Mamwich, first of all. That's the big difference. It's going to be all made from scratch, probably smoked meats, things along the lines of that. So, yeah, it's definitely going to have our good call touch, which is what makes us special, definitely what sets us apart. He, like I said, comes up with the idea, and then sources the ingredients are going to be perfect for that meal or that menu item. So that's really one of the things that sets us apart, is I don't think anybody that I've ever met thinks as hard about what they're going to be putting into that food as my husband does.
Well, so. There's a lot of love and care. I can hear that. I can feel that. I can taste that literally today.
And, you know, it comes from years and years of working in the restaurant industry. Is not an easy field to come up in. And we've definitely been through the ringer on that. And it makes you pay attention to all the details. So we're really good with just bringing a beautiful product and a great service and showing people the love. You know, it's part of nurturing everybody that is around us. It's what we do, what we enjoy.
I love that. And you had mentioned a little bit earlier that you love themes. And
we
have the casket races coming up.
Yeah, I mean, on that, we did the Oktoberfest at Uga. So we did pierogies again.
Wait, that was you guys that did the pierogies?
That was us.
I had those pierogies. That was phenomenal.
Ah, thanks. Good to know.
I was going to say, I'm hardcore Polish, so I hold people to a high standard.
Good.
And the fact that I was like, all right.
He's going to love to hear that, because he's like, yeah, of course, you're always your toughest critic. You know, he wishes he would have done this or that. And I said, honey, they were perfect. Everybody
they
loved
them. They were phenomenal.
You know? Like, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm really happy I found out where they came from now.
Yes, sir. That was us.
I mean, I was going to say good call catering. It was a good call that day. I know that much for
sure. We're always a good call.
You're always a good call.
It's in the name.
Woo!
Yep. Absolutely.
I was going to say, heck of a sales shop.
We're really trying to bring this, like I said, to a brick and mortar place where we're going to have a breakfast program with the biscuits, and then moving into lunch we'll have delicious soups with the biscuits again. And then we'd like to do, I've been seeing and hearing so much buzz around Beaver Dam of, you know, we need this kind of food, if only we had a chef that could kind of make this kind of thing. I was just reading Facebook the other day, and people, there was a whole discussion about, you know, if only there was a chef could do this X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, that's my guy. That's who's going to be able to do that. That's who's going to be able to bring that. So that's the thing that we're really trying to, you know, bring in, and hopefully do some really fun pop-up dinners. All these things are in the works and can be found. We'd love to update Facebook and let everybody know what we're up to. And, you know, so if you're interested in anything we're doing, that's a good place to read all about it, is on Facebook for sure.
Just type in Good Call Catering. That's
correct.
It?
Yep.
It's easy enough for me.
Yeah.
I
and then we're also at
goodcallcatering@gmail.com
and our phone number 920-219-3120. I'm sure everybody wrote that down right. You got that.
Well, they can watch back on Daily Dodge
TV. Rewind it.
Yeah, you can rewind it. It will go back to the 950 moment of the show.
There you go.
Get
our phone number.
Too.
Give us a call. And that's really the way that we like people to reach us the most, is via phone or text, because we really like to talk to people and just get to know them before we figure out what we're going to serve their people, you know.
Well, we have about 30 seconds left. I want to give you the floor.
Well,
anything
that went
else?
Fast.
Doesn't it fly by?
It really did.
I love these Thursdays. I'll shut up and give you the runway. Is there anything that we need to know about before we say goodbye today?
Most importantly, the casket races. Everybody turn out for the casket races, please. Rain or shine, come and support us. We're going to have our amazing food. And also, not to be left out, are the beverages that we make, too, which was another kind of sneaky surprise on us. We did not realize that we were going to be as good at beverages as we are. So he makes his own syrups. It's like we do a hibiscus lemonade, a hibiscus cooler. He makes the syrup from the hibiscus. And then we had a lot of fun playing around with that theme as well, doing like, when there was the Pepper Fest, we did a pepper flavored syrup.
Oh, and yeah.
He did kind of like, I don't want to call it a Dr. Pepper, but
Not a medical doctor.
Dr. Pepper is what he called it.
Not a medical
doctor. I said he's quirky.
Dr.
Pepper. He likes to get weird with stuff. We like to get fun with stuff. But, you know, we can also do just straight up, you know, what you need for your corporate event, for your graduation, your wedding, your, you know, whatever it is that you're wanting to do, give us a ring. We're happy to explore any fun little event. So
I didn't know it until today, but you're 2 for 2 with me. It wasn't just a scone. We got the pierogies, too.
I'm out of feeling. I'm like, if he's been out and about in Beaver Dam, you've stumbled across us, I'm sure. So
I'll keep stumbling now that I know. I'll be keeping an eye out.
Yeah, and will you be at the Casket races as well?
Oh, you better believe it. I won't be running. I get to be an ambassador.
You get to hang out and have fun.
Yeah, and I get to have the carnivorous Joe, so I'm looking forward to having that.
I'll be looking for you.
All right. Absolutely. I'll be looking back.
Sweet.
Well, we're going to throw it to our final break today here on Hometown Today. Kayla and I are going to let you know what's going on here in the area. That's next here on 95.3 WBEV.
Let's rake in the savings at the market at Beaverdam. Juicy Angus Pride boneless beef top sirloin steak is $9.99 a pound. Stock up with select Pepsi 6-packs, 3 for $12. Crisp Fuji or Pink Lady apples are only $1.29 a pound. Family pack Golden Plum chicken thighs or drumsticks are $1.49 a pound. Warm up with Progresso soups, 3 for $5. And treat yourself to Granny's Bakery fresh apple dumplings, 2 for $3.99. Shop the market at Beaverdam, where freshness, flavor, and value all fall together.
Find contest rules information for 95.3 WBEV and 1430 ESPN on the contest page at dailydodge.com.
Looking for a better night's sleep with a mattress made right here in Wisconsin? McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam is having a mattress sale. Hi, this is Sandy. McKinstry's is proud to offer Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses made in Wisconsin. Both of these brands are known for quality and comfort. A good mattress isn't just about comfort, it's an investment in your health and well-being. The average person spends roughly a third of their life sleeping, making your mattress choice one of the most important furniture decisions you'll ever make. Adjustable bases are also on sale. With adjustable bases, you can find the most comfortable sleeping position for your body. With the push of a button, you can raise your head. Push another button and your legs raise. Plus, McKinstry's offers free delivery and setup. We can also arrange the disposal of your old mattress set. Stop in for the mattress sale at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, celebrating 167 years in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. Sale ends October 18th.
Did you know Marshfield Clinic offers self-scheduling? And there's no better time than right now to catch up on care. Primary care can help you stay on track with screenings, vaccinations, and labs, or simply be the place to check in on your overall health and well-being. Making an appointment online is simple. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare and tap Schedule Online. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care. Life is calling. Go with confidence.
Hurry in and save big money now at Menards. Improve your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. In-store or online, save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
To help those who want to be helped but may not be able to afford it.
That's what PGA Tour winner Grayson Murray had envisioned for a foundation before he sadly took his own life at just 30 years old. His parents channeled their grief into creating the Grayson Murray Foundation, carrying out his vision to help those struggling with mental health and addiction. To donate and learn more, visit GraysonMurrayFoundation.com.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
There he is. How we doing, Kale?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
Say, catch your breath. You okay?
I'm good. I'm good. I had to run to the kitchen.
You had to run to the kitchen. I was curious what was going on.
I had to run to the kitchen.
I asked the question already. I think that you're pretty aware. What's going on, Kale? I know that your brew crew, the brewers, they're going in tonight, and he's got his pocket pancakes back out.
I had to go to the kitchen and grab my pocket pancakes because, you know, I'm not feeling super great, but and I'm not a superstitious person, but given what's on the line tonight here for the crew, I'm feeling a little stitious. So I had to break out the brewer's jacket, I had to break out the pocket pancakes, and fingers crossed that these brewer bats come alive tonight.
Yeah, 5 hits through 2 games, not really going to get it done against $500 million payroll.
Exactly, yeah, well, and I don't know, man. I'm a little worried about Yelly.
Yeah, well, he's not been Yelly for a while.
I
think he even said that yesterday. He understands that he has to be better. This team can't go anywhere else unless he is better. But I will also say that if there's ever a team that can go down 2-0 at home and go on the road to a team like LA and get it done, it's this Milwaukee Brewers team.
I was just going to say the same thing, right? It's, you know, in the past, this would have been a... when the Brewers have made it to the NLCS, this would have been almost a pretty much guaranteed we're done for the season. But with this 2025 team, you can't count them out. You just can't. I mean, they got to take 2 of 3. They don't have to win all. I mean, it would be great to win all 3 on the road. They got to take 2 of 3 to stay alive, and then they get to come back home.
Yeah.
So it's possible. I'm not saying I'm giving up, but I'm pulling out all the stops here to bring them any kind of good juju as they get ready. But yeah, game 3 on the air tonight. We've got a 4:30 pregame, 5:08 first pitch. I kind of like that time, by the way. Don't have to stay up late.
No kidding. It's so much better. It's also kind of fun to make the West Coasters have to deal with the day game.
Yes. I mean, you know, Wade was mentioning on the morning show this morning already, they already don't show up for games on time. So now it's probably going to be a half full stadium for them.
Very deserved, I tell you what. And I've said this to anybody that'll listen the last few days. Kale, how do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time?
One bite at a time. You can't win 4 games tonight. You got to win one.
That's
right. All you do.
Win one.
Win one game today.
Win
Go 1-0. But that's going to do it for us today at Hometown Today. We are on the road tomorrow. 2-hour show. Going to be talking with Newman Pools. Can't wait to get out there for that. So not same place, but we'll have the same time with the bonus hour tomorrow. Here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.